Here, sex traffickers rarely use kidnapping as a means to get their victims. Forced prostitution does happen, though. When they're underage, that's child sex trafficking or commercial sexual abuse of a minor. Todd Novoselic joins me now. He's a detective with the Seattle Police Department who investigates these types of crimes. He says pimps use coercion and blackmail. And he says often, just like in Kui's story in Vietnam, the first thing they'll do is trick young girls into falling in love with them. So Todd, let's say she's 14 or 16 and then she falls in love with this guy, maybe may or may not even realize he's a pimp. What happens after that?
Right, and more often than not, she doesn't know that he's a pimp. And that's what makes these guys so particularly good at what they do. They're predators. They will go after girls that are very susceptible, naive, looking for generally something that they're lacking in their lives, okay, and something that a lot of young girls naturally want, you know, attention, to be showered with compliments, gifts, a boyfriend. They want a, you know, a male role model that takes care of them, and the pimp takes advantage of the girl falling in love with the pimp.
Okay, so the definition of human trafficking is force, fraud, or coercion. So you've got this scenario that you were just describing, and these pimps are not actually holding a gun to this girl's head while she's standing on the street corner. What is the coercion that they're using?
By this point, and this is all part of the pimp's plan, the girl has already been engaging in prostitution. She has probably also been engaging in theft and narcotics transactions with the pimp. And so now the pimp can hold all of that over the girl's head. Now the relationship, the boyfriend-girlfriend, it comes to a screeching halt. And he takes off that mask and he lets her know right then what's going on. He's the pimp, she's the prostitute, and he'll play that card, humiliation. He'll threaten to let the family know what she's been doing. He'll threaten to go to the police. And if that doesn't work, then they can ramp up the threats, letting the girls know that they know where they live, they know who their family members are, and just that implied threat of force. Once again, they've never had to raise a hand yet to the girl. They've never had to put a gun to their head.
What do you think is the best method for trying to get this stuff to stop?
It's always been public awareness. I just don't think that people realize that we're not talking about consenting adults. We're talking about 14 and 15-year-old victims, if not younger. And even the adults, once they hit 18, they're not consenting. Okay, there's always a victim here. It's the girl who is being commercially, sexually exploited by the pimp. All you have to do is know what to look for and keep your eyes open, and you'll see how absolutely rampant it is in certain sections of the city.
Okay, thanks for talking with us,
sure.
Todd. Detective Todd Novoselic with the High Risk Victims Unit in the Seattle Police Department. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW.